Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. It's a Monday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
31 degrees right now. That's about as high as we're going to get today.
Oh, really?
High of 33.
A little icy out there.
Yeah. Look, it's our first like snow ice of the
yes.
year, and you know how everybody is when the first snow hits. So, as Tommy likes to say, if you are getting up this morning,
mm-hmm.
give yourself a little extra time.
Yes,
to get to work, take your time.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get there. Everyone's tires are bald.
Slow your ass down.
Yes, go slow because
yes.
we can't afford to lose any listeners.
It's slick out there.
It's all a selfish ploy for our ratings to stay exactly where they are.
At the bottom.
All
where
right.
the ice is.
Speaking of at the bottom, that game was not fun yesterday. We got all show to get into it. We will get into that game. And it's everyone's blaming you, by the way.
Everyone
is blaming you for what happened. Like, I will read you the... I have what might be the most hate-filled Instagram message I've ever seen.
He looks like a captain of a sinking ship today.
But let's start with something else you did over the weekend.
What I did?
Well, you took your wife out for a fun date.
Yeah, hit a little matinee.
You are so lame.
What?
Let's go out in the middle of the day to go watch a movie at one of them recliner theaters.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty cool.
That's exactly what we did.
So what'd you go see?
So we went to see the Springsteen movie at the... fancy new Apple Theater with the full bar and everything.
Okay.
Where you do everything online.
So what is the official name of the movie?
It's called Deliver Me From Nowhere, and they nailed it.
Okay. Well, it's funny because the movie was called Deliver Me From Nowhere, but now I've seen recently it's called Springsteen Deliver Me From Nowhere.
Oh.
So it's based on the book that the guy wrote.
Yes, but it's funny. Like, I think they changed the name because they...
So you were aware of what it is.
This is the Springsteen movie!
Yes.
Okay, so I've been dying to know what this movie is like mm-hmm. from someone that I know because I want to see it. I like Springsteen, and you came in this morning, you broke it down.
Okay. It's slow.
Uh-huh.
It's super depressing. There's no uplifting moment in this movie.
Okay.
And it's all based on him trying to write and produce the album Nebraska. But it starts back in his childhood.
Gotcha.
So, you know, like his dad was a jerk. They were poor. They roughed him up. So you knew all that stuff.
Sure.
And then now it's this journey of his to this album is driving him insane.
Okay.
That's what I got out of the movie.
And, like, you came in and you were just like, man, movie was meh.
Yeah, it was. And, okay. you know. But the theater was really nice.
Okay, but here's the problem with that. Like, you're breaking this down, and I'm mm-hmm. getting angry with you.
Why?
Because I know you. I know you.
Oh, do you know me?
I do know you. You hate Springsteen.
This didn't help.
You hate Springsteen. So I don't know if this movie is actually not good.
There was no chance.
Yeah. It could have been the greatest movie of all time. It could have been Citizen Springsteen, and you would have hated it because you hate Springsteen.
Well, the guy that did Springsteen I like because he's in another TV
show.
That's
the other thing. You're breaking down the acting. You're such a dork. And he, oh, my God, he's so handsome and cool. I wish I was him.
Did such a great job.
Oh, my God. I want to be you.
Dove deep, Pat.
I want to be you so bad. I want to be you so bad.
Who doesn't want to be that guy? He's a movie star. So the guy's great in it. Uh-huh. I mean, it's great. All the performances, I mean, it's well acted. It's well done. But it's just like, God damn,
he's
man. Kind of
bored
this
by
is,
the story.
It goes from boring to depressing. Like, I know, I walk out of there, like, I was going to get a drink. I go, but the seats are so comfortable, I know I'd fall asleep. So, and I didn't want to have to get up and peek.
Sure.
So.
Yeah. Tommy Boulay problems.
Yeah, but man, nice. Feet up, beautiful.
I love when you're talking more about the seats than you are the actual movie,
bro, this,
old man.
This theater is awesome.
Okay.
But.
All right.
I walked out of there going, God damn, man. That was 2 hours of like bleak.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Can you enjoy a biopic of someone you don't think is talented?
Because, oh, I didn't say Spreese's not talented. I just think I don't like his music because most of it is just like him pointing a finger at you.
Yeah, no, not like, well, what music do you prefer? Whoop, there it is.
Well, I like that.
Oh, Tang!
Wait, is that movie coming out?
You see the Tag Team biopic?
Is Wu-Tang Clan coming out?
No, you've never listened to that. Wasn't what?
I don't know.
You think Wu-Tang Clan did "Whoop There It Is"?
I don't know. I thought they did.
Are you serious?
I don't know.
You want to talk about a depressing biopic? That would be the Wu-Tang Clan biopic.
Well, what's wrong with them?
Did you really think Wu-Tang Clan? No, there's more than two.
I like Tang. He was a funny guy.
I hate you so much right now.
You asked. What? You asked if you could be a fan of a movie of, or no, if
a biopic, weren't
a biopic of somebody you weren't a fan of.
Yeah.
I think it's hard to enjoy a biopic of somebody you're not familiar with.
Well, no, but that's the
but one this one you know, like everybody knows something about Springsteen. He's that iconic.
Okay, you're also showing your age because you know, guys under men and women under 35, you know the hits. You don't know Springsteen.
You may know him from your parents.
Okay, but that's just it. You would have to have diehard Springsteen parents for you to understand.
I'm assuming anybody that goes at a younger age grew up listening to this music and the story from their parents.
Well, no, I would argue that the actor that you love so much is going to bring in a lot of people that really don't know Springsteen.
Well, it brought in around 8.
Well, you went at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Right. And it's been out for a little while at this point.
Yeah.
Because my husband is obviously deep into like some of these musicians and bands. So he watches all the documentaries, all the biopics. If anything comes out about one of his favorite artists, he watches it. And like, I just struggle to get in. Like, it's interesting to me, but I could take it or leave it most of the time. I just like it's not music that I necessarily love or care about, so.
See, I feel the opposite. Whether it's sports, music, acting, history, I need a biopic that I know nothing about.
Okay.
Well, that helps because then you're surprised by the story.
Maybe.
There's that and the fact that I don't already have a bias walking in.
Right.
Like, whether I love the artist or I hate the artist, I can't watch the biopic. Like, I love Dylan. I can't go see that Dylan movie because I'm going to feel a way about it. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to see the Queen biopic, and my wife talked me into it, and I hated that.
Because it wasn't done the way you thought it should have been.
Well, no, because they just cut a whole bunch of very important stuff out.
Well, what do you want, a 10-hour movie?
Well, no, I want
a movie. It's called Netflix.
How about a movie that's honest about what happened? Like, I can love Queen and, like, admit, like, there was something, you know, everyone's life is complicated.
Well, there is going to be one coming out that's going to really be complicated because I think they're doing a Michael Jackson one. Didn't they just release
another one?
They just released a trailer
for
it.
And they have a white guy playing him?
Oh, do they?
Did I see that?
No, I don't think so.
I thought I saw that.
I hope he's not whiter than what Michael Jackson is. So one of my favorite parts of this movie.
Again, we're talking about Tommy. He went to a 10 a.m. show of the Springsteen biopic over the weekend, and he hates Springsteen. He comes in, he's like, movie sucks.
So my wife loves Bruce Springsteen. She loves the music and all that stuff, right? She loves the story, you know, and all that. So there was a moment where he's a complete piece of crap to his girlfriend.
Okay.
And she's got a little kid. And he's just, like, not there, and she's very upset. And I'm like, it is your boy. It is your boy. Like, she goes, what? I go, see, he's not that great.
You're rooting
for
him.
Oh, yeah. I go, yeah, yeah. He's kind of a piece of crap. Treats her like crap. So he's not all what you think he is.
Sure. Question?
Idiot in the back.
Yeah, thank you.
Doofus? Yes.
Based on the stories you've told about your every relationship you ever had up until you met your wife.
Yeah.
Maybe don't point out when a guy is being a jerk to someone he's in a
relationship
with.
Well, I also would want to see that in one of these biopics because it means like it's not all
thank you.
You know, rainbows and butterflies. Yeah, you know they've had some complications in their life.
Left that little girl at the goddamn merry-go-round, didn't even show up.
Well, no, what's interesting is, now, I don't know if Springsteen had anything to do with this or he saw it afterwards, because he said he loved the movie. He said he loved the way he was portrayed by the actor.
I thought, well, at least to some point, I thought they had a, he and Jeremy Allen White, who played him, had some type of communication throughout it.
That I get, but I don't know if he, because there are bands, like, for example, Queen was part of the production of their biopic, and as soon as I see person is involved with.
Yeah, you know it's whitewashed.
Yes, like let's use Rudy for example.
Yeah.
Right? Like Rudy, I love that movie. It makes me cry every time. It's a bald-faced lie. The whole movie we have found out.
Joe Montana will point that out to you every time you ask him.
Well, but he does, which all used to piss me off. But Rudy is also like one of the biggest dicks on the planet.
Oh.
He almost went to jail because of federal finance issues.
Taxes or
he was
something?
He was running a scam business for an energy drink that he had. Like and it sucks because, back in the day when that movie came out, we didn't have the ability to look this stuff up.
True.
Right?
So you buy the jive.
And here's the thing, I love the movie so much that I will always watch it when
it's
comes
a good
on
movie.
Cable.
People love it.
Yeah, but I know now.
I mean, it ranks as one of the best sports movies of all time.
But I hate it, knowing I'll hate watch it, knowing that this is all a lie and this guy's kind of a dick.
Yeah, but that's going to happen to all these, Brian's song and all that. Dirt's going to come out on these guys.
Well, what dirt is going to come out of Brian's song? That he lived?
I hear he's living in south of France.
What are you doing?
Him and Jim Morrison became buddies.
To Pat's point, I would think with
to
all.
To Pat's point, he's still alive.
As they make movies now, you can look all that stuff
you gotta
up,
be straight.
Whereas in the past, I mean, it's going to change from now on, I would think.
But that Michael Jackson movie, I mean, I've seen so much horrible stuff on this dude now from the victims.
Yes.
I don't know what's left to tell.
But here's the problem with that. Again, look, I'm with you. When it comes to what we
it's
believe,
like OJ,
happened,
what else you need to know?
But nothing. But he wasn't convicted of anything, so you don't even have the ability to definitively say this happened. It would be the same with an OJ if they did an OJ biopic 50 years from now. He was never convicted,
right? So but you know all the gritty details.
But you can't definitively say this is a monster when it comes to the courts, which is the way we determine if someone is guilty or innocent. Right?
You can say that about Cosby too. He's out.
Yeah. But he was convicted.
But then he's out.
But
he's
he was
in,
convicted. But he was convicted.
Right.
Paul writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get us. The initial question we had asked, you crap it all over the Springsteen movie because you're a small, petty man.
But great seat.
Can you enjoy a biopic of someone that you don't enjoy as an artist? Paul writes, I don't like Bob Dylan, but I loved his recent biopic. By the way, there's a show about Wu-Tang Clan on Hulu. Very good.
Okay, check it out.
Yeah. Both Wu and Tang speak.
Oh, they're both in it?
God, I hate you so much.
I hear they're
much.
Both in on the project.
I hate you for what they have done for modern music. For you to say what you said makes me want to assault you physically. I hate you
so
much.
You know what's
going to
be so funny is he's going to forget this conversation, watch something about Wu-Tang Clan, and come in like we've never heard of Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah, he's going to be the expert on Wu-Tang
what's
Clan.
What's a big hit? Are they really dirty?
Well, I mean... Yes and no.
Well, then a yes.
Well, no.
You can't
say
yes and no.
It's not.
It's like saying, is Richard Pryor dirty? Well, yes and no.
No, guys your age have, it's not something that you're going to like. I mean, Wu-Tang is for the children. They do say that. It's not something you can play on the radio unedited, but it's not dirty for the sake of being dirty.
All right.
What's their big hit?
Where is their big
hit? Well, no, I mean, there was nothing that got like massive.
No, but like,
radio
like,
play.
Like,
I mean, Gravel Pit was a hit back in
the
day.
Pop That Coochie?
See, this is what I mean. That's not what it sounds like at all. Like,
hey, pop that coochie, baby.
Oh, when Springsteen did that guest down there? Like, guys your age have an idea
pop that coochie.
Of what rap sounds like. It's not this. It's not this. No, I hate you. I hate you so much.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Everyone's got their favorite fast food places.
Oh, sure.
And whether or not this is on the list of places you love to go, you need this place to survive. Because they say a rising tide floats all ships.
Right.
And if this place were to disappear forever, the quality at every other fast food restaurant would suffer immensely.
Tangola.
Yeah. Mm. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. It was announced over the weekend that Wendy's will be closing hundreds of locations.
I love that
no.
nationwide.
You love it.
You love that joint. When's the last time you went to Wendy's?
Oh, it's been forever. You know, I got to watch the cholesterol. And I got the high salt.
I love that place. I don't go there. Why are they closing?
I got the high cholesterol.
Okay.
But like when I was on the road and broke, that was my gourmet, damn, I have an extra $2 to spend on this burger. Delish.
Agree. It's like walking in the Ritz-Carlton of fast food restaurants, right? It's the creme de la creme. And this is actually the second time Wendy's is doing this in the past few years.
Oh.
And it's a bigger problem.
What? So they're going bad?
Well, that's what it sounds. Well, not that they're going bad. Just people aren't going to Wendy's like they used to, which is...
Well, they're probably a little bit more expensive because you're getting a little upgrade.
Well, but here's the thing. I don't even know what expensive is anymore for fast food. So there has been a fast food Armageddon the last couple of years with McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, Taco Bell, all trying to outflank each other for less expensive options. We talked a couple weeks ago about how McDonald's has brought back the super value menu.
Right.
Right. So now
the lower priced stuff.
So now you can get like a meal for $8, which is still
still $8
compared to what, you know, it used to be.
I did this last night. We bought a pizza, and it was like $80. I remember when it was $20.
Bro, when you told me the price of what you spent on that goddamn pizza and wings, I'm like, you could have went out. I thought you could go out for a steak for that.
No, not anymore. You can't. Not anymore, mister. I only
not even flank steak.
So here's the thing.
What's that?
I know. I would argue, and I think you agree with me, that Wendy's is the standard bearer for the quality of fast food.
Yeah, it's top shelf.
Right? Okay. Right, it is the closest to sit-down restaurant quality you will get at a fast food joint. And I would argue some of their burgers don't even are better than the sit-down burger places that you will go to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I know there are people listening right now saying, I don't like Wendy's. I don't eat at Wendy's. This doesn't affect me. And here's why you're wrong. It is important that Wendy's exists because their quality keeps the other quality of the fast food restaurants high.
Oh, so you can't
be in balance.
You can't come in half-stepping with your crap burger.
Exactly. I'm dead ass serious because if Wendy's doesn't exist anymore, I mean, I would argue Burger King and McDonald's, as good as they are, right? Like, it's not like the meal you're going to get from Wendy's.
No.
They no longer have to even try to keep pace with the quality that Wendy's is. And I shudder to think how bad fast food could get if Wendy's no longer exists. Does that make sense?
Yeah. But is Wendy's also the one that's also holding up the price? Because their prices are also, you know what I mean? Because, like, their standards are higher than the other two.
Sure.
And that's driving up the price. Like, if you... Maybe it brings everything down.
No, I hear you, man. I'm sure McDonald's and Burger King, if given the free choice, would love to lower prices.
No, but I'm saying, like, but you can't.
You idiot.
But you can't because you're trying to compete with them for quality. You're going to have to spend.
Okay.
And they're saying, like, the lowest income people aren't going to McDonald's anymore.
Yeah, well, you can't.
That's
afford
what
it.
They lost their base.
Yes.
Who started the Fresh Never Frozen campaign?
That's Wendy's.
Yeah, because like I feel like once they started doing that, everybody's like, wait a second, what are those other burgers doing?
And that's what I mean.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like these other places have to adjust when you realize, like, I mean, where else can you get a baked potato to go?
And chili. Yeah.
Thank you.
And good chili.
It's good chili. Oh, it's a very good baked potato.
Yeah.
If I lose my baked potato option, so help me God.
I mean, you'll never, I don't know anybody that's ever replicated the Frosty.
The Frosty is so good.
I mean, that's like, I've never seen anybody come close.
Quality frozen dessert, quality baked potato.
Called Dave Thomas, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
We didn't know what we had in Dave Thomas.
There you go. And we're going to lose it. We're going to blow it. And I'm telling you guys, don't blow it.
That guy was a fat genius.
We could have just went with genius.
Well, he's fat, too.
Well, no,
and he knew he was fat.
You don't have to be like, you know, Ray Kroc was a short genius. You don't have to add an extra descriptor.
He was a runt of a genius, Dave Kroc.
2'5", did you call him Dave Kroc, you idiot?
Ray Kroc. I like his brother better.
Dave?
Yeah.
252 WCMF. Wendy's announces over the weekend they will be closing up to 300 stores nationwide. This is the second time they've had to do this in the last few years, and things do not look good for them right now. What is the most adult fast food place in America?
Adult?
Because I would argue that Wendy's is an adult fast food
place. I remember my mom getting, like, salads there.
Yeah, because they used to have a salad bar.
They had a salad bar.
I feel like that's why I always looked at it as a kid as more of like the adult place, because you can get healthy food.
I remember it was the Wendy's on, I think it was Dewey Avenue in Greece.
Yeah.
They had, it's not called a terrarium. What's the big glass thing you sit under?
I don't know. Oh, like a sunroom.
Yeah, they had a sunroom. Every Wendy's had a sunroom, and we would go get the salad bar and sit in the sunroom, me and my grandma, and it would be 1,000 degrees.
But yeah, but they were like, it was the one place you wouldn't mind sitting down and eating.
Yeah.
So there was one in, I still remember where it was when I was on the road, Mansville, Ohio. They had a fire pit and the salad bar.
Damn.
So you could sit in it. It's almost like you're at a ski lodge.
They had pudding on the salad bar. I would empty that pudding every time I would
all
go.
All the puddings you want.
I'm going to eat.
Put your mouth off.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Ryan. Hey, Ryan, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. What's up, man?
I got to say, Wendy's has been driving away their own customers. I go to the one in Chi-Eye, it'll be like 8 o'clock, and they're like, our drive-thru ain't open, but we're taking mobile orders. I'm like, just take my order here if you took the time to talk to me.
No kidding. Yeah, it's kind of a dick move.
All right. Ryan had a bad experience at a drive-thru.
No, but that's a good point, man. I'm here. Feed me.
Wait, would they not let you go in?
Yeah, you could go in, but I'm like, I'm in the drive-thru, I'm in my car.
I'm in the car, I can't get out of the car.
And the guy is talking to you.
I don't disagree. Here's the thing, Ryan. Once I make a decision on what I want to eat, that's what I want to eat.
Yeah, I'm locked in.
Like, Ryan, I'm getting out of my car, even if I'm angry.
I'm pissed, but yeah, I'm coming in.
I'm coming in to get my food. Yeah,
coming in hot.
Ryan. Yeah. Thanks for the call, Ryan. Have a good rest of the day. We got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. Hachiroku writes,
what's he saying?
In my recent experience as somebody who works on the road and eats fast food more often than I should, Taco Bell, hands down the most expensive. I spend the most there, and I don't get as much food as I would anywhere else.
Well, so Taco Bell was the go-to,
for
here's $10, you're going to have a heart attack.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Like you could
one of the worst advertising campaigns for fast food ever. Here's $10, you're going to have a heart attack.
Ring that bell for the last time.
Yeah, it was just a question at Taco Bell. It was just a question of how much you could get.
Yeah,
it was less about like quality, more about quantity.
Because I can remember people ordering like 12 tacos that came in that box.
Oh, taco suitcase.
Yeah, it was like a toolbox or a suitcase.
Like it's so big you can't even carry it on through TSA.
Yeah, like they had to like load it into your car.
No, but so like Taco Bell made a switch as we talk about real food.
Yeah.
They have become another one of these restaurants where it's like it's like real food. Like there are things, you know, I eat like a bitch.
Yeah.
I can eat on non-cheat days some things from Taco Bell now. They have like a rice chicken vegetable thing.
Oh, they're trying to compete with like Chipotle or something?
It's what it seems like. But, yes, it's more expensive.
Well, once y'all got stuck with that bowl technology, it ruined everybody.
I'm telling you, man.
Everything goes in a bowl now.
If I only eat bowls for the rest of my life, I'm fine with that. Yeah. We didn't know what we had.
Yeah.
Bowls are amazing.
You get a lot of bowl.
But you do. Hey, you like this, you like
combos,
that.
Combos, yeah.
Yeah, we'll
just throw it all in this bowl.
So going back to the most adult fast food place in America, if it's not Wendy's, is it Arby's?
No, because Arby's is always like that third choice.
No, I'm not saying it's top of mind.
I don't know most people that like.
But if we're talking like real, when I say real food, like something you would either make for yourself at home or like sit down at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Arby's is, steak.
Well, it's a roast beef sandwich, right? So it's a little different. Yeah, they got unusual fries. They have them curly ones.
Talking about curly fries?
I do love curly
and they got the seasoned curly fries.
Are they the only fast food restaurant that sells curly fries?
I think Popeyes does.
Popeyes has the curly fries?
Yeah.
No.
I think so.
When's the last time you went to a Popeyes?
Love that chicken at Popeyes.
No, I know how the song goes. I'm asking you.
Love that song at Popeyes.
I love Popeyes. But I can't eat that either.
Oh, my God.
No, because of the I can't the sodium. The doctor says no.
Arby's and Jack in the Box are well known fast food restaurants that serve curly fries. It does say McDonald's also offers them in some locations.
Curly fries?
There's one in Chicago that does, I guess.
Chicago.
But it's not a standard
curly
food
fries
item
from Chicago.
Nationwide.
So he's doing Creole sound, song, voice.
Well, Chicago is a very international city.
I guess you're right.
Yeah. People from all walks of life go to Chicago.
No, none of the things you're saying is wrong. You still sound like an idiot.
Chicago.
So as we talk about like these fast food restaurants that have an adult reputation, whether it's Wendy's, whether it's Arby's, whether it's Popeyes, and if there's one we're missing, 252-WCMF, they're never top of mind. Is it a bad thing to be the adult fast food restaurant?
Yeah, because you're like everybody's third or fourth choice.
Okay, but why?
Because especially if you got kids in the car, they're not going to want that, they want what they see on TV.
Does Wendy's do they do like a kids men or a kids meal that with the toy and stuff?
I don't
the
think
other
they
places
do.
Toy.
Yes,
what Arby toy you get?
They do.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I can't picture it.
That's
can't think of an Arby's promotion with like Star Wars.
Bro, I'm they don't partner with like. Okay, could you Google what comes in the Arby's kids meal?
Do they partner with movies that don't do well to buy? Do they have the Springsteen action figures and Deliver Me from Nowhere roast beef sandwich?
Did you say Arby's kids?
We're like it's his dad smacking him around because he had to pull him off from the bar because mom's outside the car.
Give me Arby's and Wendy's. Yes, I know they both have kids' meals. You can't survive.
I don't think you got no kids' meal at Arby's.
I don't think you get a toy with the Arby's one.
Okay.
The Arby's is a junior roast beef sandwich or two chicken strips, a side of curly fries, and a drink.
No toy?
Ain't no toy.
I'm not seeing a toy. You get a side of applesauce.
Yeah. My kids love applesauce.
Really?
Yeah. Applesauce made a comeback a couple years ago because they sold them in those pouches.
Oh. Man, you like squirtable applesauce?
Yeah, my kids ate them.
It's like chunky.
Kids' meals often come.
I'm not saying it's lewd.
No, I saw where you were going. I was trying to save your career.
First of all, you didn't have to bring up your daughters.
Oh, no, I said
and
my
I was
kids.
Not saying lewd
it's
applesauce.
It's in the kids' meal, dumbass. Why would I not bring up my daughters? You were saying, Kimmy.
The Arby's one, promotions may feature special toys or booklets.
Ah!
Booklets.
Get a booklet.
Yeah.
And
booklet from Arby's. I got me a booklet. Sat down with my chunky applesauce. Scored it over my book.
It's the longest commercial ever.
Wendy's does come with a toy.
Of course it does. You guys are idiots. I'm the one with kids.
I just can't. I know. I'm just thinking as a kid, I don't ever remember getting a kid's meal from Arby's.
No. Oh, yeah. And your dad was the king of Arby's.
That's true.
Went out of his way to find an Arby's. All right. Let's take a break.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders,
Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Damn.
It was that kind of day.
Yes.
Yeah. What a time for your first loss fumble of the season. So what I'm curious about with Bills fans, what kind of morning is this going to be? Will it be a morning of understanding and comparing the last 2 weeks? Or is it going to be a morning of freak out? Because you guys are already freaking out.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yesterday was not fun.
Embarrassing.
But I'm going to tell you right now.
It was embarrassing.
Okay.
It was embarrassing.
It is.
Yeah. Embarrassing? I mean,
what? How much more embarrassing could it have gotten?
Things are going to be okay.
When?
And I am about to tell you why.
When they get into that. When they get into the okay part of the playbook.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, your Buffalo Bills take a beating in Miami yesterday, 30-13. And that first defensive drive looked great.
Oh, sure did.
Cole Bishop interception on third down. After that, never again.
Yes.
All right. So I want to get out of the way here so we have enough time to criticize him. You said that you saw something in that game that everyone will agree was unsettling.
That coach bothers me.
Why?
Which one?
Well, it's not McDermott. McDermott's base.
Okay.
Man.
All right. You're talking about Mike McDaniel, the coach of the
Yes.
Dolphins.
Okay.
So he's wearing capri pants.
He's worn capri pants for years.
He hikes up his sweatpants.
They're not sweatpants. They're capri pants.
Okay.
And like he's.
That's nothing new, though. That is his like look.
But he doesn't look like a coach. He looks like the coach's kid that just got home from college and he's being forced to hang out with his dad for the day on the sidelines.
Okay.
Because, like, I noticed something, you're going to laugh, but I noticed, like, all the other coaches in Miami, they're jacked out of their
mind.
Holy Christ, there was one brother that was standing behind him that looked like Mr. Universe, but he was like, he had one of them army shirts on that he
busted out of it.
Busted out all over.
You want to calm down over there?
No. And
no.
I was, and I'm going, and then there's this little scrawny, emaciated boy man.
Boy man.
And then it started to rain and he's just getting soaking wet. He looked like a drowned cat with a clipboard.
What does this have to do with anything about
the
game?
You asked me.
Well,
you asked me.
You said, I saw something that's going to bother everybody.
How do you
I was
take that
like,
guy seriously?
I thought you were going to.
If I'm a player,
I mean, they won, so I don't really know. What.
They didn't win crap.
They won.
They did win.
Our team sucked.
I didn't think this is what you were going to.
But how do you, as a player, you got all these big ass men who look like they can play football, and then this kid that comes in here looks like he needs to be rushed to the hospital, and you're going to take advice from him on how to play this game?
I have a question. Do you think Andy Reid looks like a guy that could just hop in there and play football?
Well, you know, Andy wins, so he doesn't have to.
Okay.
Let this kid be Andy Reid, yes, if he had that kind of a record.
Not all coaches look like they're ready to get on the field and go.
All of them.
All of them?
All of them.
Rex Ryan?
He played football. He looks like he's a big man.
Okay. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Big old man.
Getting back.
Funny big old man. You should try it sometime, big boy.
Getting back to the game, you are the Mike McDaniel of Rochester Radio. Weird-ass outfits, tiny, and nobody respects you.
Right.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
The performance by the Bills yesterday. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you just straight up.
Yeah.
You know where she's going.
What do you blame that performance on yesterday?
I mean, it's tough not to blame it on the offense. I mean, I think the defense comes up huge for you on that first play of the game, the first drive of the game, and then you couldn't get anything going in the first half, which, okay, then you think, okay, maybe they're gonna make some adjustments, things are gonna start to get going here in the second half, and then you struggle with turnovers, and it was a bad day for the offense, and you just couldn't recover. You never held the lead.
You were pointing at Kimmy.
Because you're right.
And I think that's the most disappointing is you know the defense is down to the bare minimum. You know they're struggling with injuries. So you have to make the most of whatever they give you, and you didn't.
But both sides are struggling with injuries right now. I mean, look.
I mean, the offense is struggling with players, but that's – but it's also on management because, like, that's kind of what you went into the season knowing you had.
Okay, but here's the thing. The best of best teams, right? Even look at Kansas City, who everyone measures themselves mm-hmm. against, right? They lost – two pieces, like the Bills lost two pieces, and their offense did not work for 4 weeks either. Look, I warned you last week.
What about that fumble?
What about the fumble?
That ain't got nothing to do with injuries.
Players,
Cook fumbles well. That interception.
Did you not?
In the end zone, they drive all the way down there, and he throws an interception in the end zone. And it ain't got nothing to do with no injuries.
It actually does, because that was the drive that Dalton Kincaid went out. So you're without Josh Palmer, your stretch receiver. You're without Dalton Kincaid, who had been your only spark on offense.
You threw the ball
so
right
far,
to that dude.
Because there's nobody open, and you're about to get hit again. I mean, Josh Allen on that drive is running for his damn life.
He knew he
every
screwed
play.
Up, and you could see it in his face, man. When he got in front of the microphones, the boy knew he did bad.
Look, but all you have to do is go back to that clip that we just played to understand the situation yesterday. It was his first lost fumble of the season. He's 10 weeks in. He loses his first fumble. You just lost it at the most inopportune time possible. I am not here to argue that this was a fun game to watch. I'm not here to argue.
I mean, the Dolphins broke, a 7-game losing streak?
But again, it's going to happen. It's going to happen eventually.
But this is the third bad loss.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Okay. I mean, it's a divisional game.
Of a pattern.
What do I say every time?
And New England won yesterday.
Okay.
Yep.
Bro, we got 9 games left. Are you really going to do this?
You're not. I mean, the Bills are no longer in control of their own destiny.
Okay. So you guys, but right now, do you guys think that they're going to win the AFC East?
No.
No.
They win squad.
It is amazing.
They may not make the playoffs.
I don't think that they're going to win.
They may miss the playoffs.
I mean,
really?
Because you have to just hope that New England, it's going to come down to what New England does, not what the Bills do necessarily.
Mm-hmm. Didn't the Colts pull one out yesterday too?
Yeah, but that's, I mean, again, 9 weeks to go.
All right.
Look at me.
On foreign soil.
I'm ashamed of both of you right
German
now.
Foreign soil. We have a history with those people.
Can we talk about something real quick? What's just that? Sidebar. Because I was watching that game yesterday morning, and they were playing in a stadium in Germany.
Yeah.
And I heard the guy who was doing the coming back commercial, and he goes, oh, the Berlin Olympia, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It was built for the 1936 historic, and he pauses for a while and goes, Olympics.
Wait, that's the old one?
That's the Nazi Olympics.
Oh, wow.
But, like, he knew he
Man,
effed
they didn't,
up.
Like,
he knew he effed up,
Did
man.
They take the old posters down?
I hope so. But he's like, the historic 1936 Olympics. Oh, no. We've gone down a rabbit hole. All right, look.
Right.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. How do we have what we've had the last couple of years? How have we witnessed what we've witnessed the last couple of years? And both of you sit here and tell me you don't believe the Bills are going to win the division.
Well, here's the thing.
Right now.
I don't think that the Bills have a superstar. I don't think, just the way Josh is playing, he doesn't have a go-to guy right now. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's Dalton Kincaid, but he's struggled with injuries.
He's out now, right?
I just don't see how, unless something big changes, how that's going to be different the rest of the season. Because, I mean, Josh is scrambling because he has nobody to throw to.
We all saw. Mm. But last week, after that Chiefs game, both of you guys told me everything was golden, we're fine, I'm not worried about anything.
I'd never said that.
What?
I never said everything's golden.
How are you so...
We kept talking about the two losses and how that could bite him in the ass later.
We had a discussion about how the two losses... You're going to sit here now and gaslight? You're going to gaslight too?
I don't know gaslight.
It shocks me with this fan base. Okay. And I get that we are spoiled, and I get that we have a lot of people that are newer the last couple of years. Fine. Welcome. Great for you to be here. Where we have been... Where we are now, the lack of faith that we have when we see this every single year. There are 9 games left to play,
okay. And
you guys are already jamming the panic button?
Well, you're going into the toughest part of the schedule.
But again,
and the easy part, you made look hard. Like that should have been a flip. Like the end of the season should have been tough like this. These chump-ass 2-7 Miami.
Divisional game.
Yeah, but my fear is... How's it going to get better right now with injuries?
You say everybody's out.
No, I understand.
Nobody wants to block anymore.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
I don't know who you're bringing in to help. You're down to the bare minimum.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. The Bills get beat in Miami yesterday. Kimmy is now all doom and gloom. They're not going to win the division.
I feel very doom and gloom
she's,
today.
You she's just making said, sense.
Is she making sense?
Yeah.
You just said you don't think they're going to make the playoffs, which is weird because I heard... In the in training camp, when Hard Knocks showed up, remember when I read you that stat?
What'd you say?
That, 80% of teams that had been on Hard Knocks don't even make the playoffs that season?
Well, no, you were right,
No,
Pat.
Was I all of a sudden?
Pat,
was I all of a sudden?
Pat,
what happened? Both of you called me an idiot.
I would like to apologize. I apologize? I should have listened to you.
Okay.
Because this is another season squandered.
They're 6-3.
Yeah, but you're trending
they have
the wrong direction.
750 winning percentage right now. They have won. No, excuse me, 66% winning percentage right now. Right. They've won 2/3 of their games. There are a million different things that can happen over the next 9 weeks. We're not
all
even,
of them going to be bad.
We're not even entirely sure who is good in the NFL right now. Who's good?
Well, the Colts are good.
Do they look good?
Yeah. Colts look really good.
Okay. Because I watched Daniel Jones almost snatch defeat out of the jaws of victory yesterday.
New England looking good.
Again, New England.
That coach looks like he knows what he's doing up there.
Well, you're going to jump on that bandwagon all of a sudden.
Well, I was surprised to beat Tampa Bay. I thought a loss was coming there.
We got to go to Tampa Bay next week, right?
Again, no, Tampa Bay comes to us, Bills expert.
Right.
I don't think Tampa Bay's good. We have no idea who is a good team in the NFL right now because the Steelers were really good and they got the crap kicked out of them last night. Who's good?
I think the Colts look good.
The Colts look good.
Oh, and Denver's pretty good.
Denver is not that good.
But didn't they like score like 35 points like in a quarter?
Yeah, remember, and they also had to be down like 28 points to the Giants going into the fourth quarter.
But they did it.
They did.
Right.
Yeah. But that doesn't tell me they're a good team. Look, there is logic to what happened yesterday. It's not fun. It's not something we wanted, but it makes sense when you go down Dalton Kincaid in that game, when you're already without Josh Palmer, when half of your defense is going into that game injured.
But Kimmy said the defense did a pretty good job. They held to 16 points for a good chunk of that game.
No, I understand, and that's just it. You were eventually going to run out of gas because you didn't have your guys. It's the illogical.
Go buy some goddamn gas.
It's the illogical losses that should scare you.
Mm.
Yesterday,
well, now you've had 3.
But they were logical.
What was logical about the Atlanta game?
They came off a bye. You're on the road.
God, with this bye.
Bro, the bye matters. Off. The bye doesn't matter?
You get a bye so you heal up, not come in there half-stepping.
The Falcons came off a bye.
Oh.
Are you serious right now?
I forgot. Well, you brought up the bye,
yes,
not me.
Yes, because the Falcons came off a bye. I would like you guys to mark this conversation.
Go ahead.
Please, Kimmy, mark this conversation.
Go ahead.
The whole thing?
Yeah, well, I want you to be like,
I mean, it'll be here.
I want you to be with you when you're all like, yeah, this is how
when
it is.
When they miss the playoffs.
This is how it is, man. This is how it's going to be because, you know, it's not good. 6-3. It's not good right now, guys. I talk like this. I'm back on Bell stuff right now.
Do we have to play Philly, too?
Yeah.
Aren't they really good?
Is Philly good? Philly's taking some rough losses, too. They lost to the Giants.
Aren't they like in first place?
Philly lost to the Giants.
And Baltimore is good.
Are they?
Where?
Yeah. Derrick Henry.
You mean Derrick Henry, who fumbled the ball opening night to lead the Bills to victory? Snatch victory or loss from the victory jaws of victory?
Yeah.
You heard what I said.
Oh, yeah. By week.
Who's good?
I just gave you my picks.
You gave me the Colts. That's it.
Colts, Baltimore.
Baltimore's not
the
good.
The Rams don't look too bad.
Rams are always sneaky good.
Yeah.
And Philly.
Philly's not good. Philly's is so not good. They're number one.
Kansas City's good.
Okay, is Kansas City good? We just beat them, so that makes us good?
Mm,
no, so you beat a team
We were kind of good. Now we're kind of done.
Okay. So just to be clear with this conversation, the Bills are not good.
Not making playoffs.
We're not going to make the playoffs.
Squandered.
The Chiefs are good, despite the fact that we beat them and they have two more losses than
Chiefs. Probably
we'll
go to the Super Bowl.
Okay. No, he meant to say Chiefs, but he's having a stroke. And that's fine, right? Okay. Mark this. All I'm going to say.
Mark it all.
Is it marked?
Mark it all.
Have we marked this?
Write it down, baby.
It's all being recorded.
Fantastic. And look, if there's one person you want to listen to when it comes to how the Bills are going to do, it would be Tommy Mulay.
Well, how about if they try?
Because proof of that are the picks that he made going into this game on Sunday.
They try.
A Mulay post-game excuse Monday, and people are furious.
Something's
with
burning down. That's not what he predicted.
They are mad at you. They say the Bills lost this game yesterday, it's your fault and that there's a pattern. And there is a message from a gentleman I will read at 7:45.
I didn't throw that interception.
The most vitriol, Kimmy, do not let me forget to read this message.
Yeah.
Hate-filled message we've ever got.
What the hell did I do?
Well, we'll find out.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back to school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.